Well, anything to go viral, right? I don't know how long it'll take for things to shift, but I and all of you can agree that feminism, in all its forms, just isn't functional. It's why they insist on making one display after another instead of doing anything productive. I mean, look at them. The door has been completely pushed forward, and they think they can twerk and floor their way into repairing the car and making an escape. I couldn't think of a better representation of the movement's failure, even if I tried. Well, guys, here are the comments. They blaming the car wash. Anything to avoid accountability. I wish we could see a video of the staff chewing them out. Harris supporters. It's possible. See what happens to attention-starved people? It always ends the same way, bro, but they never learn. Had she been in the kitchen where she belongs, this wouldn't have happened. I find so much pleasure in watching this. Same, brother. Same. It's just gonna get worse, people. Yes, please move and stop your actual workout to another place so I can make a thirst trap for my 35 followers. The gym has become the home for so many feminist freakout clips that, I'm surprised, not much has been done about it. Of course, some gyms no longer tolerate it, but I think it's about time there's a full-on ban. That, or maybe it's time to just treat places to work like bathrooms, just like they did back in the day when things were decent. The comments are, cameras should be banned in gyms. That would suck for those just trying to motivate others, but there doesn't seem to be any better option at this point. Revoke her membership, problem solved. Modern problems require modern solutions. This is actual harassment, and the gym should take responsibility to ban harassment. I'd stay there till closing time after that. I'm cranking Metallica and doing every exercise imaginable on that bench for the next 3 business days. Both of these are about as close to the level of pettiness I'd support. Kudos. The entitlement of this woman thinking she has all the right to tell people to move so she can film. I would put my headphones on and tell her to go away and let me do my workout. I'm becoming convinced that this is why headphones have become a gym staple, beyond drawing out the terrible music. Next.
But I just got fired because of that video of Big Lotto's challenge. Yay, I'm glad I put 6 years in a company that would fire me in literally a day of posting one video that harmed nobody, that everybody was actually literally rooting for and happy about, but whatever, smart decision, smart move, you know? And then they put me on, it's called like an EFR list or something. Basically, I could never get rehired again. They will never rehire me again. Okay.
I had to look into this because keeping up with TikTok trends is about as damaging to the brain as taking a big sniff of gasoline. But apparently, this was just some kind of stupid challenge where people needed to make a video at work to earn a reward. Anyway, one of the primary examples for why feminism is so dysfunctional, which is on full display here, is that so many women in the West think they can just stop working out without consequences. Lady, you work at a Waffle House. It's not shameful to do conventional labor, but it is shameful to try and shake it on the company dime. Here are the top comments. You too young to be at Waffle House for 6 years. I agree that she didn't work there for that long, but come on, she looks at least 39. 6 years at Waffle House? They helping you, bruh. Bingo, gold star for you. Imagine being on your phone at work and getting fired. Wild. Not really. I mean, it's not like she was just checking Instagram or texts. These videos are a full-on cringe performance. Nobody is paying for that. And they shouldn't. Moving on.
Feminism has definitely ruined all of that where it comes to men being men. Men step up. There was, I don't know if you guys saw that article, that there was some girl that was drowning and the guy saved her life, and then he was like, she was going to sue him for touching her. Oh, he touched me without my consent. Bitch, you were under the water, you were dying. Like, he literally saved your life. And she's like, well, for a brief moment, I was grateful that I was alive. This is why men don't step up, because when they do the right thing, church, they get crucified. Story. If you want better men, be better women, because it starts with you. How you act, how you carry yourself, how you talk to them. Treat a man like a king, he'll treat you like a queen.
It's always surprising when you hop on expecting some babble, but then you stick around for the logic. I made a video a while back breaking this case down, where a chick planned on suing a man for saving her from drowning after idiotically jumping off some rusty tower and hitting several protruding objects on her way down to the water. Just to update everyone, she did try and backpedal and say that the whole thing was satire, but all of that seems mighty convenient considering she only did that after all the heat on the internet. The comments are, feminism has ruined everything. Zero functionality, 100% damage. So not true. When women were the perception of what good women were, men abused their power and still did what they wanted to do. That is the problem and why so many women are centering themselves. Be good to your partner, men and women. First off, the top half of your comment made me take an Advil. Second, you've been watching way too much propaganda, lady. I'd stay in school, but your mob infected the whole institution. I don't even know why a person would still be a feminist today. It's not even real feminism, it's misandry. Exactly. And even if it was, quote, real feminism, that doesn't mean it would be any less parasitic. Next clip.
So I wear this watch here, but I can't tell time.
What?!
Okay, I can tell if I look, but you know how people be like, oh, it's 445.
Yeah.
I don't know what I just looked at. I have no clue what this says. Okay, tell me if this is the right time. The little one has me at
Adrian.
The caption, these women preach every day that they are above average men, could not have been stated better. Shows like The View have been on for ages, profiting on divorcees folding laundry in a house they won after the settlement. Also, I think this might be the first time I related to the look this one chick gives as this ex-actress tries to figure out how a watch works. Women like this love to take and use inventions that are solely man-made, claim that they could do it all over in some better way, all while doing what she did, believing an hour is 75 minutes long. Here are the top comments. Lord help me. The other woman is so ashamed of the other girl. She should be, and if this was more common, maybe the West would correct course. She can vote? Ugh. They all can vote, hence why people can be arrested for nothing more than posting a naughty word on Facebook or Twitter. Shit, it's 4:73, I'm gonna be late. Why would you tell the world that? Simple, bud. They'd never believe they're wrong. She'll now start blaming men because they probably made that watch. And that's the average mental cycle of the feminist. Moving on.
Why would a star be opposed to sleeping with a guy on a first date? Would they have any more fear of being labeled a than their career would label them a
You know, stars, when they approach with a civilian, let's say, there's so much that comes into play. A professional in the adult industry is staying up on their testing and has to be very careful and cautious about the interactions that they have, because you're shooting, and when you're shooting, you have to show up to set with a test that says negative to all the potential bodily interactions and infections that can happen. So, you know, that's a big thing, is that civilians in the civilian world might not understand that a lot of professionals in this industry, testing and their status of tests matter. And so taking a risk of having an interaction with a civilian who doesn't know their status sometimes isn't worth it.
You know, I always say these chicks think they're soldiers. After this, I don't think anyone can doubt the claim. The version of responsibility that modern women promote is testing before the carousel ride or asking their single mom to bail them out of a massive amount of credit card debt. This chick refers to regular people as civilians because if she hadn't, she'd actually have to take some semblance of responsibility for completely ruining her life. So, like the rest, she puts herself in a special category, giving her supposed profession a different name. The comments here are, it's not about how people label her, it's about who she wants to be intimate with. It's really very simple. Way to romanticize the escort hustle, lady. Diddy would be proud. I never thought about it. Wow. Staying in their bag, very mindful, very professional. I'm gonna vomit, people. I swear to God. Corn stars are still people and have the right to reject whoever they want. Shocker. That kind of clashes with the whole civilian statement this woman used to describe normal folks, but all right. Well, sweetheart, the average civilian isn't banging 6 dudes a day and taking it in every hole, so the odds of them having something is pretty slim. Finally, someone who gets it. Next clip.
2 + 2 = 4. Agree or disagree?
I mean, it depends on what the 2 is. Is it a pregnant mom? Is it 2 pregnant moms? Because that's more. So it's everything is not as
no,
simple.
No, I mean like math.
Just like 2 pencils + 2 pencils? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, like
the number two plus the number two.
I would say for the most part, yes.
What do you mean for the most part?
Like I said, what? there's some variations where, but the thing is, even that is a flawed concept because it's actually, that pencil is billions of atoms that are vibrating. Oh. So we've come to call it one pencil, but it's actually however many atoms vibrating on the same frequency to make this appearance, this optical illusion that this is a pencil.
I don't know, guys. I'm stumped. Why do you think she's no longer married? This one doesn't even just apply to Eastern or Western women. In either system, it's all women. See, chicks, when they don't understand a question or how something works, never want to show ignorance. They proceed to complicate things as much as possible to make the problem insurmountable. It's one of those accountability doges that a lot of these women do without even noticing that they're doing it. And when you live in the West, with all the barriers broken down, this tactic is inflated to the point where there's no point in even trying to speak with them. Anyway, here are the top comments. Brain rot. He didn't ask for the makeup of the pencil. The concept isn't flawed. Her thinking is the issue. The elements that make up the pencil aren't the pencil. The nails, wood, fixtures, and everything that goes into building a house isn't the house itself. The house is the house. It's a solid effort, but she will not be listening to this, my man. He asks pure maths, 2 + 2, and she needs to jump to pregnant moms and atoms and pencils. It's impossible to win a discussion with someone like this. And that's the objective. If you can't even get past the first phase, then women don't have to acknowledge fault. Like this.
Feminism claims to be about equality, but is often confused with man-hating. How can feminists repair this misconception?
I don't think it's our job to repair.
I think it's some people's fragile egos, men in particular, that like don't like being targeted.
What's up, my niggas?
Oh, you gotta love when the feminists say this. We don't care if you think we hate you or not. If you think we hate you, you have a fragile ego. We may say things like men are disgusting monsters, unnecessary things that should be burned from the earth. But when we don't hate you, if you think that us saying we don't like you means we don't like you, you have a fragile ego. We don't need to repair this misconception. We don't care. Just do what we tell you to do and believe in equality even though we don't actually want it. I love the truth.
These clips are making this man progressively more and more wacky, and I completely understand. The comments are, feminism now is nothing but men hating all around. Stop lying. It's because they don't want to admit that they do hate men, so they gaslight and use the tactics they say men use while gaslighting. Excellent assessment, bro. Gold star for you. It's just funny how he just got done telling them it's misconcepted with man-hating. So what did they do to drive the point home? Man-hate. You're one of my favorite people on Instagram. You're hilarious. Yep, we're living in a real-life shit show. Might as well grab some popcorn and enjoy the show. Don't forget the butter. Here we go. The right mentality. Moving on.
Researchers say they are seeing a trend of women dating down, which
what?
Means, you know,
dating
a man
down.
Who...
Oh, dating man. Down.
All right.
Really?
All right, listen, it was in the prompt, right?
Really?
Who wrote that? I mean, who I say all that?
Jeez.
Disgruntled.
Dating
this
down.
Is just the reality of it. So women, you know, we're more educated now, and I think that we're furthering our education. So with that being said, we're going to hold off on the baby making. We're going to hold off until we get that great job. Really career driven. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's anything wrong with hoping that there's someone either on your level or higher than you.
All right. So before, right, it was okay
when the man made more money to be the one to buy everything, to do, you know, treat you and all this other kind of stuff. And now that you make more money, you can't be that one, right? You can't be the one to pay for the meal and because you're dating down.
I hate that. Yeah.
What is that about? It wasn't called dating down.
Right.
Yeah.
When men were the breadwinners and all that kind of.
It's called taking care of your family.
Yeah. What is that?
Are these women expecting the men to cover everything? They want those breadwinners, so they.
That's what it sounds like to me by this particular study. I have to date down now. Mm-hmm. What is that? You wanted to make more money. You make more money. What's the if there is a responsibility with making more money? First of all, I don't believe in any of it. Mm-hmm. But if there's a responsibility that comes with making more money, accept it. You wanted to make more money.
Right.
You know, are you going to find many men out there that makes as much as you do?
And my point is, so now you're going to, because we hear so much about women that are like, oh, there's nobody out there. There's no one out there. I can't find love. I'm getting too old. Now you're going to sacrifice the fact that you could find.
You got to love it when men on the news are still men. It's rare, but you have to appreciate the little moments. Here are the top comments. When men do it, it's called dating. Not anymore. Interesting how the women don't have one logical comeback. None. Men, never say dating down, we are taking care of a family. Women saying they are dating down is admitting that hypergamy was/is real in the first place. She got quiet when logic was presented. They always do. And if you made it to the end of this video, I want to say I appreciate you. So don't forget to hit that like button, drop a comment to have a chance to win, and hit that subscribe button for daily videos. And if you could take a quick second to subscribe to the second channel, Man Guide Reacts, link is down below in the description, so we can be sure that our message will keep on reaching the new men out there. I appreciate all the support, y'all.